We're talking right now with Craig Scanlon of the British rock band The Fall, who are playing in New York on Saturday night at Irving Plaza and also on Sunday at City Gardens in Trenton. Hello, Craig.
Hello, Chris.
Where are you guys right now?
We're in Providence, just outside Boston.
Uh-huh. And where else are you playing in America?
Everywhere. I was in Washington, L.A., Frisco, and Nebraska.
Really?
And Columbus. Yeah, we've not been to Nebraska before, but to Columbus. And a few Midwestern towns. But, we've only been there 2 days so far. We played Boston last night. And we played Providence tonight.
It seems in America, at least, the case that you're probably more popular than you have been ever before. Do you think that's really true? And is it true in England also?
Well, that's the impression I got the last time we played America, last year or something. It's kind of it was like a bedrock of our fans, and that was like growing as well. As I say, we've only been here 2 days, but last night was good. It was sold out, the place. We are getting more support here, and England through as well, and Europe. It's surprising, really. Kind of creeps up on you. You don't really know, actually.
Mm-hmm.
But
are you still popular in Iceland?
Iceland? No, we've not been there for a while. That was a... Well, it's interesting to play. It's like a stop-off, anyway, for when we came over from the States back to England. It stopped off at Iceland and did some recording there, but... As far as popular support there, I don't know. You might have forgotten.
it seems, along with your growing popularity, that even critics are finding more worth in The Fall. Do you think that's true? And do you have any guesses as to why? I mean, do you think you're better than you were, or just that they've learned to accept The Fall for what they are?
Well, we've always been kind of two steps ahead of the press and that. It takes them a while to pick up, especially, say, New York press, East Coast press. I mean, they're kind of really picking up on us. I've seen a few things in New York Times, and it was good. I mean, they're treating it's actually kind of talking intelligently about Mark's lyrics. I mean, we've had this in England for about 3 years, where... English press have recognised, you know, word for the band and that, and they've recognised that Mark is a very good lyricist, and he's not kind of one of those run-of-the-mill depressing kind of things or part-time lyrics, but, you know, there's some kind of message there. Although, you know, English press is, it's renowned for being a snidey kind of sarcastic kind of thing,
It almost seems, speaking of his lyrics, that on This Nation Saving Grace, that a lot of the lyrical thought went into how he sang as opposed to what he wrote down. It was less sort of babbling.
Yeah, I think that's very true, yeah. I mean, Mark sang a lot more, and kind of the intonations and all this, rather than because the lyrics have been kind of honed down so much. You know, simplified a lot. And so, it's more the way you deliver them. So, you know, you have something like a paintwork, which is, seems like, Mark, you're messing up the paintwork.
Right.
Just as a line, but the way he sings it makes it more, kind of poignant, and that's good.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds very sad on it, which, you know, the effect he wanted.
Yeah, that's one song that we've definitely been playing quite a bit. Speaking of paintwork, the part where the interruption comes in from the guy talking astronomy, that's using tapes been something The Fall have done since way back when. Is there any particular reason for that?
What, generally, or just in that song you're talking about?
In general.
On that song, that was accidental, wasn't it? It just worked. Because Mark was in a hotel room and he'd forgotten, he'd left his cassette player on. And he'd just been listening to the rough version of paintwork, and he was singing. and we had the TV on as well. Mm-hmm. So we just kind of tagged that into the middle of the song, which worked well. But yeah, he uses tapes a lot. I mean, he kind of wandered around with them all the time and tapes things. Tapes people talking. Which
is that sort of a way of rudeness. Capturing ideas when he thinks of them? I guess I want to ask about adding Bricks to the band. It seems like she smoothed out the sound a lot. I guess that and maybe the producer, John Leckie. Do you think she brought an American style of guitar playing to the band?
I don't know. I don't really have an American guitar style, but she's brought a different brought a kind of sparser thing. Because in the later stages of the band, in Hex or something, it's getting a... It had reached a peak, it had become a, you know, and after that it had only become convoluted and kind of too much out there. Now it's there's kind of a sparser feel to it. It's good. You know, and it's a lot easier to work with for me. Because I write simply. You know, a kind of very basic pattern of a song and just hand it in to the band and you know, they can work on it, which is what Bricks does, you know, a simple kind of motif to a song and you can expand on that, you know, without destroying it. So it works fine. John Leckie's a great haul because, he's a strange character, but he gets a great drum sound and things like that, and he's open to ideas, so, you know, it's not one of these, we wouldn't work with a producer who, like, dictated terms, but he's also, we're a pretty, fickle kind of band and, lazy in that, really, so he can point out just things like, well, it would help if he was in tune, Craig, or you're playing the wrong song, things like that. I mean, he's a friend, so, yeah.
About how often do you guys play together? Because it seems on the last two albums at least, and also I saw you live when you were here last year, it seems like you're a very tight unit now. Is that because you practice a lot, or because you don't?
No, we don't at all. We've just had like two months off. We played a few in England just before coming here. We had like a 2 month break. We had say one rehearsal before we came here. No, we just know each other, you see. It's like a kind of the years kind of just like bond you together, so you know what each person's thinking, you know. When it's going wrong, you can change it just by looking at each other or things like that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we'll need to kind of rehearse a bit more now because we have to get some songs together. We've been doing Nation Saving Grace songs for was a long time, so we've got about four new ones now, and hopefully America will bring out a few more new songs because we're going to do an LP once we get back.
Are you going to record that soon after you get back?
Yeah, less once we get back.
Are you guys still carrying two bassists around, or
no?
Not?
There's Steve on bass, and there's Simon, who plays guitar and keyboards.
And how did Simon end up joining the band?
Well, Steve couldn't come to America last time because he's married and his wife is expecting a kid. So Simon helped out there, and he stayed since because he's good. He's a good influence because he's a total muso. He went to the Royal Academy of Music, and he's good for arranging ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Especially for say me and Bricks or something. You know, and Mark. You know, we have this like very basic idea of a song, and Simon actually patch it together and make a song.
How did he go from the Royal Academy of Music to the Fall?
I don't know. I think it's just bad luck, I suppose. I mean, I think he he's excited by the band because he used to be in a band called Incantation, which did Bolivian folk music. It's good. Simon's open, very open to ideas, and he finds the idea of the fall exciting, which is good. You know, it's good to have someone else enthusiastic, which is, you know, how Bricks kind of fit in, because Bricks is a total enthusiast for the music, and it works great, because we all are still enthusiasts. Right. People who lose that enthusiasm, they leave, you know, and try something else.
What sort of other music do you guys like to listen to usually?
Well, the whole spectrum it varies. What music do you like to see? I'm just asking Steve here.
Mm-hmm.
Cabaret Voltaire is a lying bastard.
How about Mark Riley and the Creepers?
No, he doesn't listen to them. I hear them quite a bit because they live next door to me.
Is there a lot of mutual dislike between Mark and Mark?
A lot of, sorry?
A lot of dislike. It seems pretty unfriendly.
No, I think we're over that now. I mean, they've seen each other. They're not, you know, not the best of buddies there, but, there was to begin with. I mean, not on my side, because, you know, I live next door to him, so I've got to get along with him. And, Mark is still kind of obsessive sometimes about the band. Mark Riley's still a bit obsessive about the band, and that he still talks about it a lot. But, that's only natural, because it's like you do become obsessed with it. There's a kind of a definite disease and a lifestyle there, which you can't really throw.
Are you able to devote your life to the fall, or do you have to have a day job in between?
A day job? No, I don't have a day job. This is kind of full time, but I have, this past kind of year, 2 years, I have an outlet, another interest or something. So, you know, I can approach the fall a lot fresher. Because that's the only problem you can kind of get, you know. It can become, like, stodgy and predictable, and you can't. But if you have another interest, you can come back to the fall with a totally fresh mind and actually enjoy seeing the rest of the bastards in the band.
Mm-hmm.
Only kidding. I suppose it's up to Bricks, but, I'll say I'm not in it. Steve's not in it. Carl's not in it. Mark's not in it. So, you know.
Well, that doesn't leave much of the fall left. So
no.
We'll just
so there's the answer.
Guess that.
What?
We'll just guess whoever might be left.
Yeah, who's left there? I'm missing one person.
Well, I don't really think I have too many more questions.
Okay, that's fine.
Thanks a lot for doing this.
Yeah, it's no problem.
And
so, probably see you in training.
That's right. I look forward to it very highly. All right, well, thanks a lot again.
Okay, bye, Chris.
You've been listening to an interview with the Fall's guitarist, Craig Scanlon, who's been with the band since 1979. You too can experience the wonderful and frightening world of the Fall by seeing them Saturday at Irving Plaza in New York, or Sunday at an all-ages WPRB night at City Gardens in Trenton.
Seeking stars were no good for making part in this life. Yet giant stars
For WPRB, I'm Chris Moore.
Hi, this is the Easy Noise Sensation, WPRB. This is Craig from The Fall. Have a nice time.